It is time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, and that would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And Aaron A.J. Johnson joins us here now in the studio from WCHL to help out with Kids Q today. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. It's a gray day, but I feel good.
It is a very gray day, which admittedly is better than what we've had the last couple of days with, you know.
Because it's warmer?
Warmer.
Yeah,
yes, that's,
right.
That's a huge benefit.
I can't complain about it because all of my family is in Michigan. So I was talking with my parents on the phone over the weekend and saying, oh man, it's going to be 17 degrees in the morning on Monday. My mom was like, it's going to be -9 here. I'm like, all right, well, good
was
talk.
Was that with the wind chill or is that before?
No, that was temperature.
That was temperature.
Yeah, that was just
okay.
Straight up temperature Michigan. It's like, I can't complain about anything. But I can't complain in the summertime when it's 105 degrees here.
Oh, yeah.
And they're complaining about the fact that it's 80.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, no, then you complain. Not only
that's
is it 105,
when the tables are turned.
Not only is it 105, it's 105 with 110% humidity.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Somehow it found an extra 10%.
It gets that high.
Yes.
Yep. All right, you ready for Kids Q?
I am.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's Kids Q question. If you had an invisible assistant to help you do things for a week, what would you have them do?
Oh, now see, usually this is the point that I tell Victor to go first to give me time to formulate an answer.
The ideal answer,
but
yeah.
Since he has wussed out and has not come into work yet this week,
it's got to be something to do with the invisibility factor, right?
Right, because they can do things that other assistants can't do.
That other assistants can, right. I don't know what that would be. Like, I don't know what people have assistants for
right.
in the first place. Like,
I've never had an assistant.
Right.
Right. I have to do everything myself.
Exactly. So you get used to that.
Right.
And then you're like, well.
So what would I then make the assistant do
if I had one? Yeah.
I mean, my job?
I guess.
Would I have the? Am I paying this invisible assistant because it's?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you have it. So like, someone has hired an assistant for you for
okay.
a week as like
okay.
a Christmas present or
okay.
something like that. Like, oh, I see that you're very busy. Mm. I've hired this person to help you out. Also, they're invisible.
Okay.
So yeah, so go with that.
Huh, okay.
I have added no clue.
What? This really, it's kind of a Rorschach test. Like, are you going to have them do something legal or illegal?
The only thing that I can think of is, well, like my house could be cleaner, I guess, but you
sure,
don't need
but
an
why
invisible
are you
assistant
waste an
for that.
Invisible assistant
ooh,
for that.
Although, I do have two cats, and if
walk
the invisible assistant were like picking things up around the house, the cats would simultaneously love and hate that because
right.
there would be like all of these things flying around the
right.
house. They'd be jumping after
well, imagine
them.
Imagine them walking the cat, like if you were the kind of person that walks a cat, which those are things.
Those are. I had a neighbor recently who
never
just
understood
let the cat out, and the cat would just kind of walk around.
Yes.
Sometimes I would see her out with the cat on a leash, like walking around. Mm. Cat loved it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, so imagine you had an invisible assistant walking your two cats.
On
you
a
just
leash,
see leash
just like,
you just see a leash just up into midair, and then these two cats just walking down the sidewalk.
That's the reverse of those trick leashes that you see people walking around with. Sometimes it's like a leash that is just like a kind of a hard, stiff leash that looks like it has a dog on the end of it,
yeah,
but it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
like an empty leash.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
this
the
is
reverse,
the opposite
where there's
of
a
that.
Cat with no one on the other end of the
done.
Leash.
Done. I would yes. hire the invisible assistant to clean my house and walk my cats.
Again,
now
I mean,
it's over
I
to
guess
you.
I guess it's just I would have the assistant doing things that I don't want to do, like, oh, my car needs an oil change. Go do that,
yeah.
Mainly for the enjoyment factor of I want photos hitting the news of a car driving down the street with no one in it.
Yeah, I could have the invisible assistant, like, chauffeur me around.
Yes,
and then,
you're
like,
sitting in the back and there's no driver.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Those, so I guess, yeah, chaperone me around. That would be nice. That way I can focus on other things while I'm driving around in the morning. I don't have to worry about traffic and all that mess. I can actually get important things done, like sleep an extra 15 minutes on the ride into work. Let's see, what else could they do? Oh, run to the grocery store for me, pick up my groceries, because that's always a pain, because I always end up buying more than what I actually need, because I make the mistake of always going in there hungry.
Yes, exactly.
I always make that mistake. Laundry, please.
Yes.
It's really the stuff that you don't want to do.
Stuff,
right,
right,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else that you would want the invisible assistant. They shouldn't have said, if you had an assistant, what would you have
to do? Well, if it's an invisible assistant, like, we wouldn't say walk the cats if it were, like, a regular assistant.
Totally,
that would just be odd.
I would. If I'm paying you, you're walking my cat.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Aaron A.J. Johnson, thanks a lot.
Thank you.